Bill Spadia is compensated for commercial and nonprofit appearances. The opinion of the hosts, callers, and guests on this program are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
...609 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you until 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5. We've got the petition up. I'm going to ask producer Thomas to start the morning off with a alert on the app. Eric, we've got a petition that is live now.
Yeah.
About revisiting the name of the now so-called JKB. So we're going to see. We're going to see how the listeners react to the this potential of a historical renaming because of the what we've discovered now about the old Hubbard Bridge, which crosses the mighty Navisink and connects Middletown with Red Bank, named the Carrillo's Bridge. But the Hubbard family has something to say about it. So we're going to, we will be talking to Donna Hubbard later this morning.
I think so far there is a groundswell of support for the renaming.
I'm seeing that too. I think the big concern, Eric, is will the Carrillo Rita survive this latest Joe Carrillo's controversy?
Oh, it absolutely will. I am committed to the Carrillo Rita. I think it is one of the better cocktails that I have created in recent years, and my plan would be to continue to drop that single tear into the drink and have it reflect the sadness over the removal of a Revolutionary War hero from the bridge.
Talking about one Jacobus Hubbard.
Yep.
I would
agree. Not far from the base of the bridge.
Right.
And in fact, the land that where the bridge actually lands was once owned by the Hubbard family.
As evidenced by the street, if you are coming from the Red Bank side, crossing into Middletown, that first right-hand turn is Hubbard Street.
Yeah.
How about
that's
that?
Right.
So, all right. So more on that later today. I believe Donna Hubbard will be joining us right after the 8:30 or the 8 a.m. news. So we'll keep you posted on that. In other news, on a serious note, I think the governor is really showing that she does not have the expertise or the maturity even for this job. What is going on with the fact that the attorney general is looking into the state police? We all saw the video. We all saw the violent protesters, agitators, I should say, professional agitators at that, 5 out of 6 coming from out of state to try to disrupt the detaining of illegal immigrants at Delaney Hall in Newark. And the state troopers came in. I mean, they were not called in until, what, the 9th day, the 8th day? After the agitators were ginning up some violence and threatening ICE agents, one guy was arrested for threatening an ICE agent and his family.
And another arrested for severely biting an agent. And if the photos are disturbing of the bite wounds, but we haven't posted it at NJ1015. I think what you're seeing here is that she's trying to straddle the line. I don't think that she expected, A, that the state police were
the
going
governor,
to respond.
Talking about Mikey Sherrill.
Mikey Sherrill. Yeah. That they were going to respond the way they did. But as we heard from former Superintendent Callahan in the news, this is what they were trained to do.
Right.
And this is what could only have been expected. I don't think that she expected that protesters were going to be chanting F Mikey Sherrill.
Yeah.
And that she was going to get the pushback from, you know, liberals like Ross Baraka and others over, you know, her tactics in deploying the state police. So she started to defend the state police, and she did in the interview that she did at a New York radio station. She did defend the state police and her sending them in, but then added the proviso, if there was conduct that needs to be investigated, the attorney general will investigate it. And to the attorney general's defense, she has also defended the actions of the state police. So you've got, she's politically, she's lost both. You know, I mean, the Republicans already didn't like her.
Yeah.
Now the socialists really don't like her.
Yeah.
And I don't think she quite knows what to do to be able to recover.
You know, I mean, if she were truly a leader, which she is not, clearly not, what she should do is not only defend the state police, but erase any question of misconduct. You don't have to qualify the state police. You put uniformed officers in harm's way, and now you're questioning whether or not they handled it in a correct manner. And if you look and watch the video, actually, state police handled it with restraint. I mean, even though they were very aggressive, they were restrained. You take back some of those videos where the agitators were grabbing those, they look like bike racks, and pushing in. I mean, it was, they created a scene where someone could have been killed.
Well, and that's when the elite tactical unit responded. Mm-hmm. And here's something that I don't think a lot of people fully understand in the way that these troopers were trained. So a lot of times what happens and why a lot of protesters, rioters, etc., are never charged is because they're just randomly grabbed up as they become aggressive and then passed off to another officer. If you watch the video, what you had is you had that advanced tactical unit in the front with the shields.
Right.
You had another group of troopers right behind them.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as the ATU identified somebody who had assaulted or attacked a police officer, they sent the backline troopers in
to grab them and arrest them.
Grab that person and bring them back so that there is essentially a chain of evidence from the violent act to the detention to the arrest now to the prosecution.
Right.
So, you know, a lot of times what will happen is you'll ask, or a judge or a prosecutor will ask, did you actually see this act committed? And the officer will say, well, no, somebody just handed this guy to me.
Right.
Now they have a case where they can say, yeah, I was standing right there.
Right.
I grabbed the guy. I took him into custody.
Right. Right. Smart. It's a smart way to play it.
Yeah. And there's a lot of these guys are now charged with rioting offenses, which carry the presumption of jail time.
Yeah, I think that these they should do hard time. This should be the swift hand of justice here. You know, it's time, and I'll throw this question out to you, especially if you're law enforcement or a family of law enforcement. Are you thinking about the job now, and how can you do your job as a cop working in a blue state when you know that there's a presumption of guilt coming from the governor and the attorney general? Just the idea of opening an investigation calls into question that there may have been something done incorrectly. And let's not forget that Governor Sherrill effectively got this chain of events started by showing up on Memorial Day while the rest of us were honoring the fallen heroes that fought for our freedom over the past two centuries. What was she doing? She was out ginning up the crowd trying to get something going. So the agitator in chief in Trenton is squarely to blame. And how many times have I said this? You are now going to do hard time. Some of you protesters, you might do 5 years or more in prison. I told you Governor Sherrill was going to use you. You think Sherrill or Baraka cares about you? How about police officers? Do you think Baraka or Sherrill care, or Jenny Davenport care about you putting your uniform on? Are you as outraged as I am at the conduct of this democratically led state? 1-800-283-101.5. 617, fast traffic, instant weather next.
Yo, what's up, New Jersey?
Looking for something that's so Jersey? Tune in to Jersey Thing with Eric Scott. Weeknights at 6 on New Jersey 101.5. Presented by RWJ Barnabas Health and supported by Parks Casino and Earth Treasures Jewelers. Eric has fun diving into what makes Jersey tick. From the lighthearted quirks we love to the important issues that matter most. Join the conversation at 6 p.m. and watch anytime on YouTube. Jersey Thing with Eric Scott on New Jersey 101.5. Because nobody does Jersey like Jersey.
624 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spadia. We have a lot to get to today. Jill, welcome back. How was babysitting?
It was phenomenal. Thank you so much.
Nice.
The best is listening to us. Because you know,
you were driving to Philly to see your granddaughter.
And you know what's weird? Driving in the traffic that I report.
Yeah.
Now horrible, right? I feel for you people even more so.
Were you, did you have a ton of traffic yesterday? Well,
anytime. Yes.
Honestly, I think going to Philly, it's not quite as bad as going to New York and suffering through the Helix with the Lincoln Tunnel.
You just know, it's just like,
that 95, it's gonna be there. The minute you see the city of Philadelphia.
Yes.
You're done.
Yeah. Even more so now because there's some road work a little north of it. But
yeah.
And then there was one day I was like, well, let me go over on the Jersey side, dude, 295.
Right. And cross it like the Ben Franklin?
They got Route 70.
Just as bad.
70, right, yeah. From the Benny to 70 to 295, you know. But it's interesting.
So were you reporting on it in your head?
Yeah, a bit. And then you
talking to yourself, giving yourself the traffic report?
Pretty much. And I have to say, I bet most of you listening that you listen to traffic to hear why you're in it, not
Right. You know you're in it.
Yeah.
And your app will show you the red.
And you still
listen
go
to find
it.
Out why, right?
And you still go right into it.
Why
you
is
know?
That?
Yeah, I don't know. We're gluttons for punishment.
It's all bad. I mean, just listening to the station for years, like there are some spots that in
you just know.
20 years have never changed.
Never changed, yeah.
Route 1 from West Windsor.
Yeah.
Always bad.
Yeah.
Right? That whole Plainsboro, West Windsor, it's always bad. Route 15 coming into Route 80, always bad. 295 around, actually also around Route 1. Almost always bad during rush hour.
Thank you. Traffic was brought to you by Bill Spadia.
How about that?
You know, another neat
thing. I'm just complaining. I don't know why. But it's easy to complain about it.
Taking a day off is kind of fun to look at us through. It's like when you go outside of the bubble and look at yourself.
Yeah.
So it was really neat to listen to you guys.
How were we?
And just fabulous.
What do you think? C plus?
Yes, absolutely. I'd
B
give
minus.
You nothing more than a C plus.
It was average. It was an average broadcast.
Mid,
yesterday.
As the kids would say, mid. No, it was
mid.
Fabulous. But
what will we need to do to get to an A? What was wrong?
Well, if you're asking people on the hater meter, fire me. it really depends. Producer Thomas is like, yeah, that's pretty much what we hear every day.
No, it's just fun watching people get off
because
get out
you were
to work.
Outside looking in.
Yeah, and I was going into Philly. Yeah. It's funny watching people go to work. People stopping to get, you know, I was at the Wawa at that hour, seeing people are just going, and I'm in the Wawa. I hear us, and you know, it's,
well, that is
it's
true.
Nice
the station is
on
in Wawas and Dunkin' Donuts and a ton of places where people are gathering. I've walked in and heard the station on my days off.
And now, you know, there's the Wawa radio, but some of them still, you know, you can hear us. But it's neat to see everybody just coming and going. And
good to have you back,
part
Jill.
Of it.
And you're still smiling. So that was a fun trip. Good for you. I love it. All right. It's 6:27. Question for you. Where is your commute taking you today? How is the traffic out there today? And do you agree that there are just some spots that I don't think they're fixable? I think the only solution is avoid them during rush hour and stagger your trip. Where's your hot spot today? 1-800-283-101.5. 6:28. Eric Scott with the news next.
Five.
Six 38 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. All right, let's jump right back in. So I was talking with Jill about the traffic yesterday. It's one of the things I'm back experiencing. So, hey, guys, I'm right back with you now. Driving to New York every couple of days. And I can tell you, I don't know how New Jersey has stayed so relatively sane with the traffic. I have to tell you, Eric, it's so bad. I'm okay driving at 4 in the morning to Manhattan. It's fine.
Yep.
Other than the insane race cars, speedsters that come up Route 1 and the turnpike. But I have to say, it's any other time. Like, I'm going today. I have a 6 o'clock show on Newsmax 2, which is their streaming service. So I'm doing it live from the studio in New York. So I'll leave my house. I have to leave my house by 2:15. So think about that. I have to leave my house four hours in order to get there because I need to be there about an hour before, and I can't risk, it's live, so I can't risk being late. And if I leave at 3, I might walk in as it's showtime. I'll have no time to look at the scripts and everything else. So There's no workaround, and for you know nothing against my good friend Chris Calori. We love New Jersey Transit, but I can't risk an overhead wire problem, and then I'm stuck on a train.
Yeah, I'm
not even blaming anybody. I'm just saying you can't take that risk.
Where is the studio in New York?
It's 805 3rd, so between 49th and 50th, right where Smith and Walensky is.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Oh, I know where that is. Yeah. When I was commuting to Black Rock, which is easy to get to from, I used to take the E train.
Yeah.
Up there. And it was 2 hours. I budgeted 2 hours and 15 minutes door to door. From Lawrenceville at the time. And it was crazy. And then you work like, you know, I don't know how long your shift is, but I mean, I worked a 9 hour shift.
Well, I'm only going for a 1 hour broadcast. Right. Now, last Friday, I did 5 to 6 and 6 to 7. So I had 2 back to back hour shows. But the weekends, it's a 3 hour show on Sunday.
Right.
So, you know, I get out of there at 10 o'clock. It's a solid hour and 45 minutes home on Sunday.
I believe it. Yeah.
Sometimes more. It depends if there's a race or some, you know, they do the five borough bike races, right, or the half marathons.
I'm sure it's published somewhere, but
somebody knows. Yeah,
but you never know.
But the Jersey side is as bad as the New York side.
Yes.
When I used to go into Rock Center, we had an office there when I worked in real estate. I'm going back 20 years. It was not as bad then as it is now. It has gotten exponentially worse.
I could not imagine doing that these days. So I would go, when I was working early mornings in New York on the weekends, the last train out of Princeton Junction was at 12:10 a.m. So I would drive to Princeton Junction and I would take that train into New York. If for some reason the train was canceled or it was late or there was an issue, it left me enough time
to
get in my car and drive to Manhattan. I would prefer not to have done that.
Right.
But then coming back, I would try to catch, like the 5:30 a.m. train the next day.
Right.
Which was crazy.
Crazy.
And the schedule was just, I'm sorry, I give you a lot of credit for doing it. I think it's a young man's game.
Yeah, there is something to be said about that, the commute. Well, let's jump in to talk to some young men who are slugging through the traffic right now. Zach and Wayne, what do you got for us, Zach?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
We're doing great. It's funny. Eric said the young man's game. I'm all of a sudden, it's like I'm starting a new career at 57, but we're going back to an old one. But I'll tell you, Zach, the roadways, I mean, from 287, 78, 80, there's no easy workaround. Where's your worst spot?
That's actually what I'm doing right now. I'm bringing a load out of Pennsylvania back to Wayne to drop it off.
Yeah.
And so I'm actually on 287 now, about to jump 180 in about 5 miles. And of course, it's being 6 o'clock in the morning, so it's rush hour, and the sun rising right at as you're staring at 78 going at the interchange there, backs it up easily every day.
Yeah.
Two and a half miles.
And there's the sun glare is so bad. If you get a great sunshine this time of year, right? It's literally like a shot right in your face.
It's awful. How many times I've heard Bob Williams do in the morning there of an accident on 78, and it's in between exits. It's exactly that. As you come over the hill and you're blinded, and somebody hits the brakes and it's accident.
Well, that's it. People are not, you know, there's no training for that. I've said this. This is part of the problem that we need to address. That drivers should be better informed about what to expect. You know, maybe road signage should be better, right? Instead of a lot of the propaganda and time wasting, have road signs that say, look, 2 miles ahead, squint, you're going to get hit with sun glare. I mean, like help drivers out, because especially if you're in a truck, you're subject to the four-wheelers who are not as well-trained, and they panic, they swerve. I mean, how many times have you been cut off? Guy just gets in front of you and slows down. And you're like, dude, you don't understand how this works.
No, you're absolutely right. I do remember throughout my years of trucking up in Massachusetts, there actually is a sign. I think it's on Route 2. It does say that, like, sun glare from like this hour to this hour is expected.
Yeah, they get it right. Wait, Route 2, is that near Fitchburg? Is that where that is? Like that's
yeah, Route 2. It's up by like Fort Devens, Massachusetts. Oh, I think I was calling a load up to them.
Yeah. Well, anyway, hey man, drive safe today. Thanks for chiming in, Zach. Appreciate it. Let's do we have time? No. You know what? Keith, Tom, AJ, order in order on the other side. 6:44. Fast driving instant weather next.
From Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's weather to traffic that explains what's happening, a powerful local newsroom and conversations you actually care about. New Jersey 101.5 keeps you informed, entertained, and connected all day long.
6:52 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. Let's jump right back in talking about the worst spots in Jersey for traffic. Got inspired by Jill, who was kind of out of the box looking in yesterday, driving to Philly to watch her granddaughter, and experienced what we're all going through every day. Let's go to Keith in Sayreville. Hey, Keith, where are you right now?
I am actually leaving my yard in Sayreville. I'm a truck driver, and mm-hmm. I'm going to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
So what's your best route for that? Where do you go?
287, 78 to 81. And I kind of shot myself in the foot this morning because I woke up late. So now I get to sit and...
Yeah, I was going to say, Keith, it's almost 7 o'clock. The fact that you're leaving now, forget it. This is the... I remember when I would go... So you go up to 78... So do you from Sayreville? So you're going to sit in it literally from the minute you come out of your driveway.
Yes.
Yeah, I feel for you. I live in Princeton now, but when I worked in Morris Plains, if I left any later than 6:45, it would take an hour and a half. At 6:40, I could get there in an hour and 10. But that extra 5 minutes could add 20 to 25 minutes, almost a half hour, just depending. 287 is terrible.
Oh, yes.
Terrible. But 78 going that way is not as bad in the morning.
It depends on how traffic is going over Jugtown Mountain.
Yeah, 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 it's true. Well, be safe. What load are you picking up?
I'm picking up a military load.
Nice, nice. All right, Keith, be safe on the roads today. Appreciate you checking in. Let's go to Tom in Milford. What's going on, Tom? Good morning.
Good morning. I had to call and say that Eric made my day by sharing that news about Gino LaPlaca losing the seat and not getting reelected.
You know, it's interesting, right? I will say this. Maybe I'm the only one. I am feeling terrible for this family. Like, I get it. She's clearly should not be involved in running any government or being responsible for any tax dollars. But man, there's got to be something more to this, right? Between the domestic violence and the drunk driving.
They're both mentally sick. Yeah. I mean, it's such a prime example of hypocrisy that the husband and the wife, the two of them are not public figures. They're not something that anybody should be looking up to. And thank goodness they're not going to be serving she won't be serving in public right now.
So do you know her? I mean, did you live there? Do you know her or just hearing about the stories?
No, I've been hearing this story for a little while now. And as a parent with a kid, I would never think twice about driving my son in the car after drinking.
But Tom, do you agree that there mm-hmm. seems to be a bit of a pile on? And I think I'm just having a reaction to the pile on news where somebody's failings becomes the clickbait. I almost feel like we shouldn't even be talking about it. Like this woman got I watched the video. She's hammered, the kid's in the car. And I'm like, how did somebody help her, please? Like, there's a kid involved. I feel like it's less about punishment and more about help. I think that both of them need counseling,
agreed,
right? Like, it's just, God.
But that's my biggest fear, Bill, was that they were going to put this kind of under the rug and say, oh, she's going to get treatment.
Yeah,
she's still going to stay in office.
Yeah, I get that.
This is the right thing to happen. She should not be in office. She should not have people in the community looking up to her as an authority figure, right?
Yeah.
And she should be both of them should be taking the time they need to figure out whatever it is they got going on, because it's a mess.
Dude, he's,
for example, for government.
Tom, he's charged with allegedly strangling her as a part of some domestic violence incident that just happened a few days ago. So there's more and more to this story.
I will say, Bill, I will say that most husbands out there would probably want to do the same thing if they found their wife come home that drunk. I mean, if you're drinking and driving and you happen to have an extra beer, that's illegal, right? And that's a big issue, especially if you have a kid in the car. But to be stumbling and not even coherent with kids in the car, I think most husbands out there would probably be thinking the same way.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that there's an anger management issue on one side. I think there's an alcoholism on the other. I would like to see them both get help. Maybe it's crossed a line because I see so much evil in the world. I see so many people doing so many horrible things that I look like we've got Democrats excusing child rapists and murderers and drug peddlers and gangsters. And I'm like, you know, you got that. And then everybody feels good because we go after this mayor and her family. Look, I agree with you. I'm glad she's out of office. But I think that our society needs to do a better job of getting people help before it gets to this point. Because I'm thinking about this kid. My God, what a disaster. I mean, honestly, for them, get the help and move out of state and start a fresh life somewhere. Anyway, Tom, got to jump. Yeah. Thanks for calling, man. Appreciate you. Appreciate that perspective. AJ, you'll be first. Other side of the news next.
Start your day with Bill Spadia. Keep it going with Judy and EJ. Ride home with Dubinsky and more. We're New Jersey 101.5.
7:09 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. All right, let's jump right in. So, traffic. Man, all these years, everybody asks me, like, oh, do you miss the commute? And I'm like, no, it's great. I live 14 minutes from the radio station. Fantastic. And then I go and grab a second job, and now I'm driving to New York every weekend and weeknights, and I'm with you. The traffic is horrible. I think it's gotten worse. I spent almost 20 years commuting, and I thought the worst traffic was in Washington, D.C. Apparently, it's not. It's now everywhere. How about you? AJ in Vineland. So you head to Philly every day.
Yeah, well, first of all, I was born in Elizabeth, so I've driven in and out of New York all the time. I've driven all over the state, but I work at the airport Tuesday through Saturday, and except for Saturday, I always turn you guys on to listen to the lovely Joe Myers saying 55, 42, and 295 jams.
Every day, right?
Except for Saturday, yeah.
Yeah, so
Saturday is like we're not going on.
Yeah, unless there's a big game.
Yeah. Don't forget, the FIFA World Cup's coming, and Philadelphia and New York are going to be in the mix.
Not only can I not forget it, I should have timed my London trip to be in London during this stupid World Cup. I'm so aggravated. I when I leave New York and I get out from the Lincoln Tunnel and I'm headed home, there are signs, all this electronic signage as you come out of the Helix, right? And you're heading toward the Turnpike, and there are two or three signs saying FIFA World Cup, find an alternate route. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
I passed the stadium on the way to work from Philly. I passed the
same thing, right?
On the way same thing. FIFA World Cup everywhere. I'm just like, oh boy, it's going to be fun.
And they're specific on June 13th. Apparently, this is the all the planets are going to align in a bad way. Mercury's in retrograde. I don't know what's going to happen on June 13th. Maybe it's, you know, it could be end of days. I really don't know.
Maybe a time warp or something like that, or a portal will come.
Well, I'm pissed, AJ, because it's a Saturday, and I'm like, they're already predicting it's going to be horrible on that day. And I'm like, and there's no way out because the game, I think the game's at 3. So, and I believe they close, Eric, what did Chris Cleary tell us? 3 hours before.
Yeah. Yep.
So that means people are going to be finding alternate routes. Anybody coming from New York is going to, most of them are not going to pay the $100. They're going to drive.
Yes.
They're going to drive, and the buses are going to drive. So I don't know. I am thinking that is a Staten Island escape route that I'm going to go south that day. We'll see. All right, AJ, be safe on the roads today. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Eric, it's just amazing. I mean, it's this looming possibility that it's going to be gridlock and 3 hours of traffic fun on the 13th, and I don't know why. They're only targeting the one day. with the signage coming out of New York.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know what the plan is on that. I don't know. I don't know who put the sign up. Is it the Port Authority? Like, it's so Saturday the 13th. I'm thinking maybe there are multiple games that day. I don't know. I got to check the schedule. But I want to take the train, but then I wouldn't be able to because I'd have to stop in Newark and take the path. And I'm like, what I'm not going to do is take three trains because then I have to get on the subway or walk, which I don't mind. I love a good walk, but you're talking about going from 34th to 49th. Not bad unless it's 90 and humid. Then I'm not going to be camera ready, let's just say. So I don't know. I really don't have a workaround for this. I'm not sure what to do.
Yeah, I don't know. That's it's just going to be a mess. And you and I both have utmost respect for Chris Colari, but I mean, man, it's just.
Look, he's going to do his best. I will say this. I'm more confident with a smart man like Chris Colari in charge than what we've had in the past. Because I think that the challenge is he's not a patronage hire. He doesn't need the job. He is doing this because of his belief that you got to give back and serve the public. So
yeah, I believe that.
You know what I mean? Like a lot of these guys, they get the jobs that they're simply not qualified to do. He's certainly qualified to do it. I think it's the old story I tell, and I don't know the guy's name, who ran the MTA for a while in New York and ended up leaving in frustration, got hired away, and then went on to successfully lead the train system in Hong Kong. And, you know, you look at the train system in a place like that, they're measuring delays in seconds.
Yes, and then apologize if they're a few seconds late.
Sorry, we pulled into the station 13 seconds late. We're going to give you a discount. But it shows you that it wasn't like the guy was clearly competent.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the bureaucracy in the system. And I think if you had a governor who understood a little bit more about logistics and stopped playing politics with everything, it might be better. But I don't see that happening right now. All right, so are you planning to go to the World Cup? And if so, how are you going to get to the game? And I really want to know this. Any of you spend more than $1,000 for a game? You know, it's just a soccer game. How much have you spent on tickets, any sporting event in the last few years? I am proud to say I haven't spent a dime, and I'm going to keep it that way for a while. 7:14, fast traffic, instant weather next.
For the best of New Jersey, live hosts and timely traffic and weather updates every 15 minutes. Tune into New Jersey 101.5.
Bro. 7:22 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. I got to tell you, Joe. So AJ called, one of our callers.
Yeah?
He's like, you know, AJ. I go to Philly every day, and for years, all I hear is Joe Myra telling me 42, 55, backed up. And he's like, and it actually is backed up every single day except Saturday.
Right? Exactly.
It's true.
I mean, I could just come in and just immediately say that's if my screens are all broken.
You know.
All my sources, I just know.
It's almost getting to a point where the highways feel like gridlock to me. Mm-hmm. I cruise in the morning. Saturday and Sunday, going to work in New York is easy.
Yeah.
I mean, other than there's some reckless, like some of these drivers, it's real. They will literally blow past me in the right lane, 90 miles an hour, sometimes through lights.
Oh my gosh. And
super dangerous.
The slide.
I've seen three accidents now. I've been doing this since February. Mm-hmm. Three accidents. I think that's a lot.
It is.
Same time in the morning. And usually the cars are mangled or flipped.
And the reason is not the weather.
No.
It's not speed.
It is speed and blowing the lights. So, like, mm-hmm. I talk to people. I'm like, this is why you can't label everything. Well, speeding is all bad. Because, I drive over the speed limit.
Yeah.
I do 75, and I believe that's a safe speed on the highway, period. I'm with traffic. I'll get up to 80. If I go higher than 80 and Jody's in the car, I get the slow down.
And I have to tell you.
Have you ever? I hide the speedometer sometimes.
Do you really?
I put my phone up.
Oh, like that? Like people can't feel the speed. You put your phone up?
Are you kidding me? It doesn't work.
You bring like an 8x11 white sheet of paper.
Here's how dumb I am. I was driving I wanted to get there. So I had to be doing 80 something. So I put my phone up in the little thing behind the steering wheel.
That is the
stupidest. Jody's like, you are going 85 miles an hour. I'm like, how do you know? She's like, the map is on the display. The Google Maps shows your speed.
It does?
Yeah.
Oh, I did not know that.
It does. It shows your speed base, and it's in red if it's higher than the speed limit.
Are you kidding
yeah,
me?
Yeah, I don't know if it's maps or whatever the map, whatever it is. So she's like, I'm looking at it. I'm like, oh.
Did you just put your hand over that? I would have covered that with my hand.
It was, I had lost. I'm smart enough to know when I have lost. Mm. So I conceded defeat and I slowed down.
I couldn't believe yesterday I saw somebody actually pass on the shoulder. The shoulder. Not in traffic, mind you. Not in traffic. We were in Langhorne. I was in that area, Bucks County. This person was doing the slide, which we call the Jersey slide.
The slide from the shoulder back into traffic is super dangerous.
From the right shoulder to the left passing lane.
Of course. If you're going to go big or go home.
I guess
literally people die.
Insane.
I know. It's bad.
For what? It's dry conditions. And then sure enough, a mile down the road, we all hit the same traffic.
Of course.
At Academy,
I got passed yesterday on Carter Road. Think about that. I didn't realize it was 45. I actually thought it was 35.
Mm-hmm.
It changes. I guess it goes. So I was doing under the speed limit. I was like the old man. And I'm just humming along, going. All of a sudden, this guy whoosh passed me on a double yellow line. And I'm like, what a jerk. And then I looked at my speedometer. I'm the jerk. I was going 10 miles under the speed limit.
And, I feel like it's just comfortable. A certain speed is comfortable for certain people. And I have to tell you, my car is very smooth. I get up to 90 and I don't even realize. I'm like, oh, I better.
You mean your Subaru?
My Subaru. Yes.
We'll just leave that right there. We'll leave the Subaru alone today.
I know.
I got a lot of flack, not for the Subaru conversation, but for my comment about Audi drivers.
Oh, yeah.
I've had no fewer than five friends who drive Audis send me notes or call me and be like,
oh my gosh,
what the hell? I'm a good driver.
Yeah.
How about that? I had no idea Audis were so popular.
It's funny with the Subaru, though. I didn't realize, I just thought, it's a car. And, crunchy or lesbian
car. It's the lesbian car.
I didn't realize
that. And I say that, and that's not offensive. They marketed to lesbians on purpose.
But it was when I beeped that horn, and the horn went,
nee. It's like a baby horn.
It was like, can you please move over?
That horn is so mid. 7:26, Scott, hang in there. I'll get to you first after the news with Eric Scott. 7:38 on New Jersey 101.5 the morning. I am Bill Spady. All right, let's jump right back in. So I went to my first European football match, and Eric, I loved it.
Did you really?
Yeah, loved it. Not only loved it, and making plans to go back. The season is now over. It'll start again in August and run through the spring. I will go back. We saw Fulham play Newcastle. So Newcastle is in the northern part of England, and Fulham is a section in London. And the stands, so it's called Cottage Stadium.
Oh, so this was not here.
This was in Europe.
Well, that's a totally different thing.
Wow, what an experience. So Cottage Stadium, the reason, there's like a 250 or 300-year-old cottage that they used to play football, soccer, in their backyard. Like their little field. They kept the cottage and built a stadium around it.
I think that's pretty cool.
How cool is that? And it is one of the best views of the London skyline. So it's kind of out. We were sitting and looking out because the original stands, which are, I don't know, 200 years old, 150, whatever it is. Everything's so old in London, are low and the new stands are high. So we sat on the home side up and you could see the whole field and see the skyline. Like, it was just a great experience. And it was so different than American football.
Well, I would do that for the experience.
Yeah.
I will admit, I am not a soccer fan. My youngest son played it for a good long while.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. I try to apply hockey rules to it.
No. And that doesn't work. Does not work.
It seems like a game that should end, but never ends. And
it's extra time. It's hard to get used to that. Because
I don't get the extra time.
In the stands, you kind of get a feel for it because the fans know what they're doing, but there's no prompting. Right. There's no like the dramatic music to get the crowd in.
Right.
They're either in or they're not, and they come up with these chants and songs. It's amazing, and it really brings the community together. You feel like they're aggressive for their team.
Yes.
And I went to a very calm game. Now, my son-in-law Charlie is a Chelsea fan, and Chelsea was away. It was the last match of the season. So in order to, I think they do this for the betting markets, every game starts at the same time on the last day of the season.
Wow.
There was some betting reason that they do that. So it was, but it was fantastic. Like, it was just a wild experience. And, you know, and it was funny because his company, you know, he's the head of sales for H.G. Walters, and they supply the meat for the stadium. You're getting a quality. Like there was a buffet. It was a whole different experience. And people think Americans are told that it's rowdy and insane and they act like crazy. No, didn't experience that at all.
It looks like fun. It's one of those things where I think if they took a lesson from the NFL, where the NFL officials will explain kind of what the rule is and what's happening, and all,
it would be easier.
If the soccer officials would do the same thing for the uninitiated. Yeah.
No, you got to know what you got to know.
Yeah, you got to know, and it's just I don't know, so I'm lost when I.
You would appreciate the athleticism.
Oh, no doubt.
They are literally running.
Yes,
actually, and some of the Brits were annoyed because they instituted a water break. And they're like, a bunch of wimps. There's no water break. Only when the temperature is at a certain level. So it was a hot, hot day.
That's funny.
And they get a water break now. In between the first 45, the first half, and the second 45. So the extra time, it still, the whole thing was done in less than 2 hours, even with the extra time. So it's also not a grueling.
Now, is there tailgating and like post celebrations and things like that?
They have, well, there's no tailgating because there's no parking. It's all cityscape.
Okay.
So the tailgating is at the local pub. So we went to a local pub outside and had a few pints before we walked the six blocks or so to the stadium.
All right.
And you don't even realize there's a stadium there. All of a sudden you're like, it's there. It's probably most equivalent to Wrigley Field in Chicago, where it's built in a neighborhood.
Well, it's very similar to the Buffalo Bills stadium in Hamburg.
Is that the same thing?
It's in a neighborhood. Yeah. I mean, you're driving down the street, and all of a sudden, it's like, oh,
there's a stadium.
There's a stadium there.
Yeah,
you know. Now, I love that feel. I absolutely love that feel.
So I don't know. I think I have no intention of going to any games here, and I think if we Americanize it, it's not going to work. Like, it is its own thing. And what I would suggest for soccer fans in America, first of all, I think we should call it European football, number one. Drop the soccer because it sounds stupid, and it's more football than American football, where you're handling the ball with your hands most of the time, outside of a few kicks. So that's number one. Number two, if it was done at a local level, and it was neighborhoods versus neighborhoods, small town events, I think it could catch on. The problem is we commercialize and monetize everything at a big level, and it ruins it. I mean, it ruins it. The NFL, to me, I don't watch the NFL. I'm not interested in the NFL. I suspect if you didn't have a personal family tie to the Buffalo Bills, you might not be as into it. I mean,
no.
Other than we're all intrigued by betting. So it's super easy to bet. Although I've done, you know, with whether it's parks or, you know, people use the different apps, I get that. But even that, it's beyond the match itself. And I think the value of these athletes, I mean, what these guys are literally running for 90 minutes, full speed, many of them.
Well, I have friends that play in you know, just pickup leagues, you know, amateur leagues around here. And I mean, I've gone and watched some of their games. I don't know how they do it. I'd like to think that I'm in relatively decent shape for my age. I couldn't do that.
I'm not in European football shape. No, I can tell you that.
No way.
I'm in hot yoga Bikram shape. I can do that.
Yeah, I'm in great tennis, balance, pickleball, golf shape.
But let me tell you something. European football shape is like these guys, and some of them are massive. I mean, you get these guys 6'7".
right?
Big. Like, yeah. It's not like they're all these scrawny guys. No, there's some of these are, some of them would give some of our NFL players a run for their money. And they're in much better shape because
the cardio stuff, I mean, it's just crazy.
So anyway, I want to be a European football fan. I've decided I am now one, but only in Europe. And I'd love to see America embrace this idea of local. It's so much better. I think it's time to move away from the NFL, move away from Major League Baseball. Although I am happy the Knicks won. I am hoping that Chris Flory is right. The Knicks wrap this up in four games, so we don't have to deal with the traffic of both the Knicks game and the FIFA World Cup. All right, Scott, you'll be first on the other side. Talking about Major League Sports, do you go anymore? Do you pay attention? Do you have any intention of going to any of these World Cup games, or are you as aggravated as I am? I wish it was not in Jersey. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 746, Fast Traffic Instant Weather next.
Live personalities, local insights, and traffic and weather updates every 15 minutes. Stay connected with New Jersey 101.5.
7:53 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spadia. So we're talking about FIFA World Cup. I'm opposed to it 100%. Should never be here. I'm so concerned and disturbed about the potential of traffic. Let's start with Scott in Bass River. What do you got, Scott? You going?
What's new, man?
Hey, man. Are you going?
Hey, yeah, I'm here. No, I'm not going. No, I have no time, man. In fact, right now, I almost hung up on you, man. I mean, you know, I don't sense so much time on hold, but I can tell you a story about being on the subway in New York.
Yeah.
A woman got stuck, her bag got stuck in the door, right? Typical subway. I helped hold it open.
Yeah.
I get chastised by the actual conductor for holding the train up. All right. The woman was still on the platform and her bag was stuck.
Wow.
The bag went with the train. Listen, the doors do open when you really force them.
Yeah.
The thing is, if the door closes, that's it. And it was closed on the strap. It did open, when I pried it.
You did the right thing. I mean, you know, Scott.
The conductor opened the door. I believe that. I'm not sure how their signal system works. I'm not sure how their control system works. I don't know. I've never touched trains. But anyway, you know, I mean, that's my commute. That was my commute one day, yeah. And that stuck out to me. And I used to do it. I did it for about 3 years.
Yeah, and that was it.
I did about 4 days a week, and then I drove out because usually I had to take equipment out of the city.
Scott, that's why I don't take the train in. I mean, you know, I think if I were going to do it, I would take the bus.
Do you have a television, Bill? Because I tell you what,
I do.
You enjoy it more on TV. I guarantee it. And you're going
to Scott, if I had time to watch soccer on TV, let me tell you something. Maybe when I'm retired, I don't know. Not only that, I'm not interested. You know what it is, Scott? I'm not interested. I don't care about the international competition. What I loved about being at the match in London was that my son-in-law had a connection to the stadium. He's a huge fan of local Chelsea. And we were there to root for Fulham, which was the hometown team playing the Outsiders. And it was this camaraderie, family and friends. So it was more than just the match. And I got to admire the athleticism of these guys. It was really impressive. Anyway, I got to jump. Thank you, Scott. Kathy, I want to get you first, right on the other side of the news. Let's try to help you figure out how you were going to get to this match. 7:56, Eric Scott with the news next.
Windows down, opinions up. New Jersey's talking all day. Call 1-800-283-1015 to join the conversation. New Jersey 101.5.
8:09 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. We were talking about the World Cup, and I don't know a lot of folks that are going, but Kathy in South Plainfield is going on June 27th. How you doing, Kathy?
Hey, Bill. How are you?
All right. So why are you going? Somebody gave you a ticket? You're a big fan of soccer? What is it?
I grew up in a soccer household.
Yeah.
Born and raised in Florida, but my parents are from Chile, so I am a huge soccer fanatic as well as my parents.
That's great. That explains it. All right, so you're very excited. I imagine you're going to go see Chile play?
No, they're terrible. They haven't been in the World Cup. So. June 27th, I am so lucky. It's England versus Panama. England is my favorite team.
Who is Panama or England?
England.
Well, then I'm with you. I will also be rooting for England, given that I've got my family there. So how are you going to get there? Is that MetLife?
Yeah, MetLife.
All right. How are you getting there? Do you know?
That's my stressor.
Yeah.
That's my biggest stressor, because we actually have a car service reserved to take us there, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to get near the stadium.
Well, think of it this way, though, Kathy. The weather should be decent. I mean, you're talking about the end of June. Your chances of having a nice warm day are good. It's not like you're walking into a wedding or a banquet. Even if you have to walk a little bit and you get a little sweaty, it doesn't matter because you're going to be out in the sun anyway. I think that's a great workaround. I got to believe that's going to cost you a few hundred bucks, though.
Yeah. But the thing is, you know, my parents are, you know, 80 and 81. I don't want them jostled around on NJ Transit. So I just thought that'd be a good method.
If it was you,
I just hope it works.
If it was you and a younger group, I would say absolutely take the train. If your parents are in their 80s, I totally agree. Take the service.
But I just don't know. They're so quiet with how this is going to work out. So I'm waiting for June 13th to see how this pans out.
All right. Right. Take June 13th as the good news is what will happen is your car service is going to be watching it too, because presumably they'll be dropping somebody off on June 13th. So they'll know.
Right.
You're doing it right. Wait, they'll figure it out over 2 weeks. All right. So Kathy, you got to do me a favor. Call me after the 13th and let me know what you learned, because I imagine you'll call your car service and find out how they're going to do it. So if you don't mind, call back after the 13th. Let me know what you learn.
All right, Bill. All right, have a great day.
Go England. Thanks, Kathy.
All right, go England.
Take care. How many people are going to be pissed off at me and make the hate-o-meter because I'm not rooting for the U.S. soccer team? Actually, is the U.S. team even involved? I got to tell you, I have no idea about international soccer matches. So correct me and educate me if I'm wrong. But yes, because the soccer European football fans in our family are in England, the Spadia family will be rooting for England. 8:12. Fast traffic into weather next.
Listen live anywhere in New Jersey. Stream New Jersey 101.5 at NewJersey1015.com or on the New Jersey 101.5 app. Jersey's news, talk, and weather. Always with you. Powered by Hackensack Meridian Health.
Zero.
A22 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. So how you getting to the World Cup? And are you pissed off that I'm rooting for England? I am. I didn't even know if America was in it. Do we do that? Is our team any good? There's so much I don't know about American soccer. And honestly, it was a whole world opening up for me to see the European match that was local neighborhood. That's what hockey used to be when I was a kid. We had a lot of the Flyers that lived in our area. I mean, I went to school with Bernie Perrant's son. Like, it was different. These guys weren't these major famous guys. They were hockey players who you saw at church and at local restaurants. It was a different world. Now everybody seems untouchable. I hate the NFL and Major League Baseball and hockey may be a little more down to earth. Basketball, same thing. Just don't like it. I think our culture is going to wreck any opportunity of European football taking hold here, except for people that grew up with it in other countries. Maybe I'm wrong. I mean, I get it. Your kids play it, and that's good because the athleticism that they get out of that. It's arguably one of the sports that you need to be in the best shape for, maybe outside of swimming. But it is it's impressive to watch these guys play. So I'm happy about European football becoming a bigger thing. I'm very unhappy about FIFA being here because I think we're not ready for it. Let's go to Bob in Toms River. So you got a car service,
good
huh,
morning,
Bob?
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Good, man.
Good morning, Bill. How you doing?
Good. So
I own a car service down in Toms River.
And, all right.
We're doing some corporate events going over to MetLife. And what I'm being told is like Uber, Lyft, and car services, you got to drop off at the racetrack. And then people got to walk in 20 minutes walking to get into the stadium.
I don't think that's bad. I mean, Bob, right? 20 minutes is not a tough walk.
It's not a bad walk for the normal person. But if you're a handicapped person,
what do you do?
That's different. Now, if you got a handicapped placard, or I'm being told, you will be able to park by that stadium in all those handicapped spots that are close to the stadium.
Really?
Now, I'm sure people are going to jump up. I'm sure people with their fake handicap, they don't really deserve that, are going to have that in their window and they can park right up on the stadium for that.
Bob, the scam on that, let me tell you something. There'll be, you know, seven disabled people will actually get in, and there'll be hundreds of scammers, no doubt about it. Man, you got something wrong with you if you're going to scam to get into a parking game. But they do it,
I mean, even the ones that don't really, I mean, they could have them for temporary because they got some health issues going on, but they really could walk very good and all that, but they're going to use them and sell it. Let's park up on the stadium because we've got the handicap.
Bob, it's ridiculous that they're not allowing parking at this. It's ridiculous. It makes no sense.
You have a game every Sunday. You got a game every football every Sunday. There's no problem. Why is there a problem now for?
That's right.
Why can't the transit be the same thing it was on a Sunday? You got the same amount of people going at a Giant game, Jet game. Why has it got to change for? Yep. Why can't it be the same way?
Bob, they are creating more problems. It's the dumbest thing. And I feel for that last caller's got, you know, her parents are 80 and 81. Now they got to walk 20 minutes. That's a long walk. I mean,
they got a handicap placard. That's the only way it's going to help them out the better way, you know?
Well, I wonder. Bob, here's my question for you. As a car service, if you have someone that is disabled or elderly, can you get a special permission to park, to get inside the stadium? And I'm going to throw this out there. If anybody's listening from NJ Transit, and I'll ask Chris Calori this offline as well. What about the disabled community, guys? Why can't the car service get up to the stadium to drop their folks off and then pick them up after, right? That makes the most sense, Bob.
Well, they could. But if that person's in the car with them and they got their placard that hangs on their window, you know, you could use that. But that person's got to be in the car with you.
Yeah, but Bob, just because you're old doesn't give you the placard. Like, I'm thinking about the 80 and 81-year-old parents. Right. So
that's the problem with that. They should have a drop-off spot for that. And that maybe they do. I never heard anything about that. But as of right now, it's a 20-minute walk. May have, I don't even know, they may have golf carts.
Bob, do me a favor. Do me a favor, Bob. As you learn more information as a car service, can you check back in with us?
I absolutely will. I'll be going to the first game, and I'll get back to you on it.
Call me back after the first game. Appreciate you, man. Thanks, Bob.
You got it.
Hey, wait, Bob.
Have a good day.
What's your company? Give it a plug.
Oh, my name's Bob the Nice Driver out of Tom's River.
Bob the Nice Driver out of Tom's River. I can attest to that.
My daughter gave me that name.
Thank you, Bob. Love that, man. Have a good one. 827. Eric Scott, the news. A37 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5. So we have been talking about the now known as the JKB, the Carrillo's Bridge that crosses the mighty Navisink, connecting the great towns of Middletown and Red Bank. And for years, we have participated in the celebration of Joe Carrillo's and had Joe Carrillo's Day. Well, it came up last week. Eric and I, you and I were talking about the fact that someone put signs up saying, "The Hubbard Bridge since 1848. So we did a little sleuthing, a little researching. Turns out that Jacobus Hubbard was a Revolutionary War hero, a surgeon serving with the Monmouth Militia. He died in 1807, but not before he had lived a life of helping widows of Revolutionary War soldiers who had fallen getting pensions from the new government.
Yeah.
So this was not only a hero in wartime, but also in peacetime helping those in need. So what happened was Joe Carrillo's comes along. The bridge needs work. He gets a scrap off the Democrat majority table, throws a couple of dollars toward the bridge, and gets his name on it. And erased from history, the Hubbard family name. Now,
hardly seems fair.
It doesn't seem fair. It doesn't seem right. And as I pointed out yesterday, this is really a slap in the face to us as Americans.
Isn't this an indictment of our entire American society? Well, you can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America. Gentlemen!
You're not walking out on this one, mister. You're finished. No more Delta. You bought it this time, Buster. I'm calling your national office. I'm going to revoke your charter. And if you wise guys try one more thing, one more, I'm going to kick you out of this college. No more fun of any kind.
All right, let's go to the source. Donna Hubbard, who has the family name. Donna, thank you for calling. Tell us, what did you find out?
Hi, Bill. I love the Animal House analogy.
Thank you.
So cute.
Thank you.
So I dug in, and I want to thank you because, it really kind of forced my hand to go through my family lineage. It definitely, I can trace it back right to Jacobus.
Wow.
And I confirmed that with the local DAR. I pulled up the resolution
yep.
that they used to change the bridge name, and I just thought it was interesting. It's very simple. It's a one-page document, a bunch of whereas, bullet points. One of which being Bridge S-17, colloquially known as the Hubbard Bridge, because it begins at Hubbard Street. Now, there is no Hubbard Street, for one thing. It's Hubbard Avenue, and it basically spans from West Front Street to West Front Street. It runs perpendicular to that. I just thought that was a little...
So they, in the order, they got it wrong because it's Hubbard Avenue and it's right there when it's in Middletown, right? When you come off the bridge, you make a right. So Donna, was they're saying colloquially, that's meaning that it was never formally called the Hubbard Bridge?
It was never formally named the Hubbard Bridge.
No. Wow.
And it has always been S-17, but everyone, always called it Hubbard Bridge, and it's on maps. It's on old maps as Hubbard's Bridge.
So, I mean...
So that was possibly a loophole that they found, or I don't know. But it's always, if you look on any old map, and I have a lot of old maps.
Sneaky politicians.
Hubbard's Bridge. And these are just my thoughts, and this is nothing disparaging to Senator Carrillo's, but isn't that his job to do those things? right?
Donna, you have just spoken for millions of New Jerseyans that believes exactly that. Isn't that his job? He got a bridge name for doing what he should have been doing all along anyway. Well said.
So I
would ask you then, I don't know if you have, is there a Hubbard family Facebook page? We have an article up at nj1015.com/BillSpadia, and there's a petition to ask the county government, because I believe the county manages the bridge.
That's correct.
And we want county government to rename the bridge Hubbard's Bridge to formally recognize who would Jacobus would be. Is it Jacobus or Jacobus? How do I say it?
I say Jacobus.
All right. Well, you're the family, so I'm going with you. So Jacobus Hubbard, Revolutionary War hero, here on the 250th anniversary of this great country. What a better way to celebrate. I mean, county government's running all kinds of ads talking about this great celebration in Monmouth County. If they want to really do something to honor a family and honor veterans and honor the history of this country, rename the bridge, Hubbard's Bridge. So there's a petition we have that we're going to submit to them. I think we've got a few dozen signatures from yesterday. But I want to get to at least 1,000 signatures. So do you have
the petition.
You have it?
I got it yesterday.
Okay.
Thomas sent it to me.
Great.
We've been disseminating it to friends and relatives.
Great. Tell everyone, sign the petition, and once we get to 1,000 names, we will submit it to Monmouth County government. But I'm serious about it. I think it's a real slap in the face that you took something that was known in the community for so long, and you threw it out as an honor to a politician who, other than making a vote, accomplished nothing. Nothing meaningful. That's certainly not compared to fighting for widows of fallen soldiers and performing battlefield surgery on wounded warriors, right? I mean, it doesn't even compare. You said it right, Donna. You don't have to disparage Carrillo's. It's nothing to do with him. But a budget, that's not a reason to give somebody a bridge.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Totally agree.
Is Jacobus your great-grandfather? Is he your great-great-grandfather?
I'll tell you how I traced it back. Okay, it starts with Jacobus.
Yep.
It goes to a John S. Hubbard. There was a Joshua Hubbard that I couldn't confirm. William Hubbard. And these are all direct descendants. Mm-hmm. Thomas Hubbard. Then William had a son, Thomas, who was my great-great-grandfather. James was my grandfather. And then Donald, my father. And these are all Red Bank residents.
All what a family. I mean, this is amazing, yeah. Donna, right? It really is amazing. Well, I'll tell you this. I think we'll continue to advocate. Let me know. I'll keep you posted as to how many signatures we get. And if anybody in county government wants to weigh in, I would love to hear the reasoning behind not renaming it. Well, to me, it's so obvious. This is such rich New Jersey history that we stumbled upon because somebody put a sign up that wasn't supposed to. I don't know who that person is. I know they probably won't come forward, but even if they want to remain anonymous, whoever put the sign up Hubbard's Bridge, I would love to talk to them. So let me know if you find out.
I thought it was perfect. I loved it. It was posted on the Red Bank Green. There's a really cute video out there. You know, did they come by land? Did they come by sea? Did they come by Monmouth County? Whatever. And one of the comments was cute. It said, we should find a Hubbard descendant and have that person and Carillus do a duel on the bridge to see what the name should be. And just for the record, I'm not willing to do that.
Okay, I was going to ask you. I was going to ask if you were willing to duel. I don't know if Carillus would agree, but that's funny, Donna. Donna, let's stay in touch. We will talk soon. I'll keep you posted as we get more signatures on the petition. But let's make this happen.
We will. Thanks Bill,
Donna.
I appreciate you so much.
You got it. You take care. All right, Heather, hang in there. I'm going to get to you on the other side. Right now, 8:46, fast traffic instant weather next.
From your morning coffee to your ride home, Jersey's talking. Bill Spadia, Judy and EJ, Dominski and more, Eric Scott and Trev. Join the conversation on New Jersey 101.5.
Arrow. Or music.
You know, if I didn't have to work today, I would strongly consider making it a beach day. Things are looking pretty good there. Just kidding. I'm really not a beach bum. Not a fan of sand overall, but the Jersey Shore report looking good today. Ocean temperature 61 to 67 degrees. Still a bit chilly in the ocean. It is still springtime after all. UV index will be very high today. Wave heights 1 to 2 feet, barely a ripple. Low risk of rip currents today. And we should get a nice sea breeze this afternoon, making the Jersey Shore the cool spot in the state. Farther inland, mid-80s will do it. It's going to be very warm, but humidity still manageable for one more day. Sunshine wins out this morning, but look for some clouds to build through this afternoon. Partly cloudy tonight, will drop to the lower 60s. Tomorrow, upper 80s to around 90, so warmer and more humid with clouds and sun. Into the 90s on Saturday, hot, humid, and breezy. There could be a shower or thunderstorm moving in Saturday evening. A few more showers possible on Sunday. New Jersey weather made possible by Joe Hurley Heating and Air Conditioning. For heating or AC problems, trust Joe Hurley Heating and Air Conditioning. With over 30 years of experience, certified techs, no salespeople, and same-day service. Visit them online at joehurleyinc.com. Belmar is up to 69, High Point is 61, and Freehold 65. From the Earth Treasures Fine Jewelers Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zara.
.854 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. Guys, I need you to go to the website. I'm going to put it on X. I'm going to put it on Instagram. Sign the petition. We need to get the Hubbard name back on the bridge that connects the Middletown to Red Bank. It was named in 2018 after Joe Carillus. As you know, they stripped the name, even though it was not formally named it, we hear. It's been known for 100-plus years. I mean, my God, going back to 1848 as Hubbard's Bridge. And this is about a Revolutionary War hero. And somehow some politician gets the name. So sign the petition. Let's reclaim history and really honor America and a great Monmouth County family. All right, let's go to Heather, who heads up the Pinelands Republican Club. Hey, Heather, congratulations. I am so, so happy that Justin won the primary to take on Cory Booker. Big deal.
a huge deal. We are, we couldn't be prouder of all the work he's put in, and this was his second time, and it's hard enough to run a campaign, but to have, you know, the, you know how it is when the establishment has their chosen people fighting against you.
Yep.
But finally, we had, the people had enough of the typical candidate that isn't going to win, that isn't going to run a hard race against the Democrats, and they picked Justin, and we are just thrilled. We, so things are coming full circle. If you remember back at Carla's where we did the straw poll and our club had endorsed you back at the beginning of your run for governor.
Yeah, of course.
We're going to do this Saturday at 7 o'clock. He's going to give his victory speech.
Oh, I love it. Are you going to do it with the in the farm, right? With the outside stage and the hay and the whole thing, the tractors?
No.
Oh, no, the inside.
Yes.
I remember that. I so love that arriving on the tractor. I know you're going to do that eventually,
well,
too.
Well, let me tell you, we have an event coming up at the farm, too, for Justin.
I love it.
And, you know, we really, you know, this is going to be an uphill battle because, you know, Cory Booker and his cronies have a coffer filled, and this is truly grassroots, starting
Heather,
at the bottom.
That's how Justin won the primary. I said that. That's why I said publicly I was so proud to vote for him, because he was the one guy that understood the grassroots. All right, so if you can do me a favor, can you send me the flyer for this Saturday so I can get it on social media? Or if you're going to post
I
it on...
I definitely will.
Yeah.
And if I can give you, and maybe blast this out a little bit.
Sure.
Justin's website is JerseyJustin4Senate.org. You can go there. You can donate. You can also find Republican Club on Facebook and X, and we'll be sharing all his upcoming events.
So tag me. I've got to jump for news, Heather, but JerseyJustin4Senate.org is the website. I will put that in a post. Tag me or collaborate with me on Instagram and Facebook so that I can share it to our audience, and we will make sure that we stay on this. Tell Justin I want to have him on a number of shows, so just to reach out to me, and we're going to get him the publicity that he needs. Thank you, Heather. Appreciate you.
Send Jody my love.
I will. Thanks, Heather. I'm going to tell her. Thanks. You take care. 8:58. Jen Ercillo with your news next.
Your news, your state, your station. Get breaking news, traffic, weather, and alerts on the New Jersey 101.5 app. Sponsored by Hackensack Meridian Health.
9:10 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey. Taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. All right, so Jill, you missed it yesterday.
What did I miss?
We had
not
a whole
much.
Situation going on.
Oh.
That apparently Jen Ercillo was not in the frame on YouTube.
Well, we discussed
now, we have corrected that.
Before I took off a couple days, right?
Yes, but we figured I was sitting in the same spot where Eric sits, but we just think he has a bigger head than I do.
that's what we conclude.
Yeah,
so Jen had to actually shimmy over.
I did.
Yeah, she squished.
There was a whole shimmy.
And I'm stretching.
But it inspired this.
Well, I got the YouTube feed on, and it's a crying shame, because what I don't see is Jen Ercillo in the frame. We all want the same. Give us Jen Ercillo in the frame. Outside the shot, it's just too late. We want Jen Ercillo in the frame.
The band really worked hard on that, man.
Oh,
they really did.
They did a great job.
The band did a great job.
Outside the frame is lame. I like that.
Outside the frame is lame.
Yeah.
So we got the job done.
That was a good session.
It took a song.
Right?
So thank you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Now, on a serious note,
yes,
not that
please.
The framing isn't serious, I want to bring in a good man, friend of mine. He is a professor at Princeton. His name is Robbie George, and I know you've heard of this guy. He's one of the great minds in New Jersey, and he is pushing a social movement that he started called Fidelity Month. And as you know, we're dealing with Pride Month now, which is nothing more than just a political sham that has, in my opinion, made a lot of people feel very excluded. And it's almost shaming people into following in the footsteps of what has become a very destructive political movement when it comes to this whole gender, the politics of gender identity, et cetera. To promote the other side of that, Fidelity Month. Professor Robbie George, great to have you on. How are you?
Well, thanks very much, Bill. It's a pleasure to be back on your show. It sounds like a raucous morning.
You know, the mornings have gotten a little raucous. Yes, they certainly have. It's great to have you on. Tell me about Fidelity Month. What inspired it? What do you hope to accomplish?
Back in 2023, in the spring of 2023, I got up one morning. I should have been listening to the Bill show, but I was reading the Wall Street Journal, having my cup of tea and my three biscotti, my standard breakfast.
I love it.
And I read about a poll, and it's a poll that indicated that the belief of Americans, of our fellow Americans, in some traditional values that used to be sources of our unity and strength in America, faith in God, importance of the family, patriotism, love of country, that Americans' belief in all of those values had decreased significantly over the past decade and a half. In fact, the poll showed that the one value in which the faith of Americans had increased was the value of money. Now, I'm all for everybody being prosperous and doing well and being able to take care of themselves and their families. I want everyone to succeed financially. But it worried me immensely that the idea that money was very important had gone up, but the traditional values that had bound us together had gone down. Now, what do I mean by bound us together? Well, as you know, Bill, we're a nation of different races, different ethnicities, different religious traditions, different cultural backgrounds. We're not bound together. We don't find our unity and strength in common bonds of race or ethnicity, blood and soil, throne and altar. Our common bonds are in a shared commitment to our nation's founding principles and in a shared set of values, cultural, moral, religious values that span the spectrum of backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
They're shared by Protestants and Catholics, Christians and Jews, folks who are black, white, Asian, Latino, folks whose ancestors came on the Mayflower, folks whose ancestors came last week, or you know, people who came last week. So those values are really important. So I said, what are we going to do? How are we going to restore Americans' belief in the importance of faith in God, fidelity to spouses and families, love of country, and concern for community? Well, we have a week for this and a day for that and a month for that. When it comes to everything else, why not have Fidelity Month? A month where we pledge ourselves, we rededicate ourselves to those principles that are our sources of strength and unity. And they are, again, fidelity to God, fidelity to spouses and families, fidelity to our country and communities. They unite us, Bill. They don't divide us. You don't have to be Jewish or Christian, Protestant or Catholic, black, white, Asian, Latino, no matter who you are. You can share those beliefs, and historically they have been our sources of unity.
I love this.
If they collapse, we will have no unity.
Yeah, I love this. Let me ask you this, Professor. Where can people, is there a website set up to this? Are you working through any organizations on this? Where can people find out more?
There is a website. It's at fidelitymonth.com. www.fidelitymonth.com. Now, Bill, this is a grassroots movement. We have no budget. We have no leadership. We have no structure. I'm not the president. I just lit the fuse. And we need people at the grassroots to be taking up the ball. What you can do, you can find out on the website. There are things that don't cost money. There are things you can do in your community, on your social media, to advance the cause of fidelity.
I love this. I love that you've got Dr. Ben Carson on the website. What a great man, great American. I'm going to stay in touch with you on this, Professor. I would love to get you on some of my other shows and spread the word. So let me, I'll be back in touch, and I'm going to get this posted to our website here at the station. I'll get that done by tomorrow, and then we're going to get you on some of these other shows if you've got the time for us, because I want to promote this. You are spot on. This idea of faith and family being a source of division is a completely false narrative. It's a lie spun by the left. It is our source of unity that brings us together as Americans. I love it. I'm all in, and I want to help. Thank you so much for the time this morning,
Professor. Well, I appreciate it so much, Bill. Thank you.
We will be in touch. You take care. That is Professor Robbie George, who is one of the great minds in New Jersey and a longtime professor at Princeton University. Imagine being Robbie George in the middle of the den of left-wing wokeism at Princeton. Amazing that he has not only survived but thrived and continues to smile and fight. 9:17, Fast Traffic Instant Weather next.
Big Joe Henry is bringing you Jersey's biggest hits and biggest laughs every Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 3. Plus traffic, weather, and all the fun only Big Joe can deliver. Big Joe Henry, weekends on New Jersey 101.5.
Zero.
9:23 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. I'm going to have an article up tomorrow about Fidelity Month, and of course, you know, the show is on demand, so if you want to go back and listen to Professor Robbie George from Princeton talk about Fidelity Month, very, very important conversation to have, especially with all the propaganda flying around with Pride Month. And by the way, this is not anything that is disparaging to any gay American. As a matter of fact, I had Ken Rosato, a conversation with him on TV yesterday. He's with ONNJ, and he does the morning show, and he's gay. And we talked about the aggressive sexualization of especially young people when it comes to this whole political celebration of Pride Month. So it's time to end it, and I think there's a great opportunity for something like Fidelity Month to at least get a conversation going about what truly unites us as Americans. And I think there are a lot more gay people, gays and lesbians, who are saying, hey, don't lump us in with this alphabet soup and the trans thing and the Q's and the pluses and all the nonsense. You know, there's a difference, guys, as you know, between sexual orientation and mental illness. All right, let's check in with the guy who pulled off a huge win yesterday, or I should say Tuesday, in the United States Senate primary, the winner on the Republican side, Justin Murphy. What's going on, Justin? Congratulations.
Good morning, Bill. Thank you. Couldn't have done it without you. And
thank you.
Just giving a shout out to all the people that participated and came out to vote, and nice win. One of the greatest nights of my life.
It was really amazing.
It's nice to be accepted by the people, and I want to thank Alex and Dr. Lebovics and Rich Tabor for participating and undertaking the effort to make a contribution. It was a good primary, and now it's time to unite.
Let's
all light a candle.
Have you heard from the other candidates?
You know what? I've got so many messages.
I'm sure.
Right now. I've got to get caught up on everything. And, hopefully we'll be reaching. I spoke with Christine Hanlon, our state chair.
Good.
I spoke with a number of county chairs that have reached out. So, yeah, we're going to train our guns now on the Democrat Party and Cory Booker and push to do something we haven't done since, 1972, elect a Republican from the state of New Jersey.
It can be done, and you are the right guy to do it. Heather from Pinelands Republicans, your good friend and mine, called earlier, and, I told her, I said, one of the reasons that I had a proud vote for you, almost an easy vote for you, was you're the guy that builds the grassroots. I mean, Justin, you made history. I mean, you topped 80,000 votes in a crowded field where you did not have the establishment backroom money shilling for you. You just did it with sweat and walking and knocking, and it was a truly impressive win. This was truly a win for the people.
Well, I agree, and it was nothing but get on the street and go out and knock down doors and walk neighborhoods and go to events. And, we had, fortunately, a lot of people who would have us come in to speak, and, you run through the convention process, how grueling that is. But it was getting out to people and just, taking the message to them. And I said, if you take a positive conservative message and you're optimistic about it and you're full of energy and passion and you're showing people that you have the vision and you're willing to fight for it, they will respond positively to you. And they did. We picked up people all throughout the state who jumped right into our campaign and helped us collect signatures, donated money, walked neighborhoods for us, set me up with a number of speaking engagements. And, it just all came together and from the ground up, and it worked. And now we're just going to take it to the next level and get ready for the fall.
Love it. If let me know if you when you reach out to Cory Booker for a debate, because I think he'll be scared to debate you, but if he's got an ounce of integrity, he will agree to debate you at least once, if not twice. And, you know, I just think it would be fantastic. So you and I will stay in touch. I'm going to direct people to the website, JerseyJustin, the number 4, Senate.org. JerseyJustin4Senate.org. Contribute, help, sign up. This is a great opportunity for us to make history in New Jersey. Justin, congratulations. You deserve a tremendous amount of credit. Proud of you. Keep the faith. Keep the fight. We're with you every step of the way. You're always welcome back on any of my shows.
Bill, I can't thank you enough. God bless. And, yeah, we're on it. And we're going to attack this hard. And we'll definitely be hearing from us soon.
Love it. Take care. Justin Thanks. Murphy, the winner of the Republican primary, taking on Cory Booker. 928. Jenna Sillo with your news next. 938 on New Jersey 101.5. This is where I introduce weather, right?
that was funny.
I went Pavlov's dog the other day.
You are Pavlov.
And I hear Jill talk, yeah. And I'm like,
immediately,
oh,
you
want
to go to
next, right?
You had a 50-50 shot of being right.
Thank you.
Because twice an hour, yeah.
Oh, nice. The broken clock?
Yeah.
Or is it? Or was that a reference to our actual clock?
Because 20 and 50, yeah.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
I could have been right.
Yeah.
Well, I could also look at the clock.
Yeah, that's
once in a while. I mean, once in a while wouldn't kill me to look at the clock and actually follow the timing.
You totally screwed everybody up when you did that. Oh my God.
See, I can be agreeable with management. Now let's just talk about that for a moment. I don't want to get anybody in trouble.
But let's just say,
what would it be like if you came into an office where there was no water, just as an example.
Mm.
And what if you went to the water cooler, and on the water cooler, it said water in the fridge?
And
so
I
you
went
go
to
the fridge.
Yep. Uh-huh.
And what if you went to the fridge and there was no water?
There was
let
water.
Let me tell you what you do.
Yeah.
You go to the vending machine, and you pay like $3 for a bottle of water. So I am going to expense $6 in water.
Oh, Lord.
No,
I'm
not. Here's why I'm not.
Do it.
I don't even understand how to do expenses here. Is there a process?
I don't think that exists.
They actually,
we can do it.
Is there an expense?
Yeah.
There must be.
You can expense.
How do you do it though? Is there a form?
The person
I've
that can help you with that.
I've literally been here 12 years. I have no idea how
to
do that.
You know the person that can help you with that.
No, who?
Annette can help you with anything in this building.
I don't want to bother Annette with a $6 expense for water.
She's the duct tape of this building.
She is. You know what I've noticed?
That's a great analogy.
She's the duct tape. That is great. Here's what I've noticed.
Yeah.
She has not come back in this room since she came on the air and said, I want to help you clean, and then looked around. I'm just saying.
I know. We just kept adding things. All right. Well, first of all, it's water, but it is not.
Listen, I grew up in Cherry Hill. Born in Camden, grew up in Cherry Hill.
Yeah, so hello.
My whole family, it was water.
Water.
I went to school in Boston and purposefully said, I can't say water. So I changed.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway.
I lost my South Jersey accent, I think.
Oh, you totally
did. Do you
agree? Yeah, because there is a Central Jersey. And here we are.
Well, I'm from New York, and we don't do R's. We end everything with an
problems.
A. It's water.
Mm-hmm. You got your own problems.
Water. It's water.
Water?
But anyway, there was the water situation this morning.
It's spelled W-O-O-D-E-R.
I found some on the door. You know how like our refrigerator has a water dispenser.
Wait, so the fridge here or your house?
I used it.
Stop it. You used that? Yeah, what are you doing? You're taking your life into your hands.
Yes. Probably hasn't
Good
been
God,
changed.
This could be Trenton water for all you know.
I went one better. I know, and God knows, like there's
She's
no filter.
You got to boil it before
She's
you take.
Do you one better?
I went one better.
Do me one better.
I'm gonna do you one better.
You thought that was bad.
Well, I was making my green tea, and in the morning I have my oats and chia. So
it was green before you put the tea in.
No,
wasn't it?
Hold on.
I put the tea bag in the water.
Here we go.
What
I got from the door in the fridge. I put it in. I open up the microwave to heat it up.
Yep.
Smell like chicken pot pie.
So now her oats smell like chicken pot
pie. Who the hell's heating up chicken pot pie at 7 o'clock in the morning?
No, it's probably mold during the day. Before. It's people
you
all day long.
You think it smelled from
100%.
Last night?
100%. I'm here.
It smelled like salty food.
I'm here during the day. The smells that come out of that kitchen are just incredible.
And this is my green tea. I was like, ooh, chicken
Remember
pot pie.
Remember,
did you have it? Was it like chicken?
Adjacent green? To the kitchen.
So she had chicken green tea with Trenton water.
Now, you know what I did?
The bathroom. The bathroom's right there, too. You got the microwave and the bathroom.
Adjacent.
All in the same little area.
Yes.
You know what we need? We need like 6-foot social distancing between the bathroom and the And the fridge.
Then I went to the
water. So wait, did you drink the tea?
Yeah, the green tea was great. And then I went to the water cooler. And guess what? Hot water came out of it.
Really?
Yeah, but that's probably residual crap, Jill.
It's boiling.
I didn't even think of trying that. Why didn't I just push the button?
You're such a contrarian.
I followed the rules.
I know.
I saw the sign. I'm like, oh, there's no water. You never do that.
What happened to you?
What happened to
you? You can learn a lot from Jill.
What a disappointment I've become.
I still think that was just like a residual in the pipe.
Yeah, but it's still good. It's not bad.
I don't know.
Yeah.
No, it's fine. If it's all hot, it's sitting in the reservoir, the heat reservoir.
Yes. It's better than the water out of the fridge. Jilly, I don't know what the...
off the door of the fridge.
Well, I was making fun of Kathy the other day because she comes in with like Kathy. 9 bottles and cups and all. And today...
she's the smart one.
Today,
Yeti of ice water.
Wise guy. She's like, I've got my water.
Good for you, Kathy. That? Good for you.
How about that?
Yeah. Well,
what is it with people walking around with like a wastebasket sized water cup?
I don't understand.
Well, I can explain. I don't very often have a chance to leave this room in 4 hours.
That is true.
So what does that
look,
mean?
Look, Bill's drinking his water now.
That means I can't get water.
I don't like using plastic bottles. So this is a whole problem for me. I'm wrestling with it.
I'm stranded in the desert.
Yeah, that is a gallon of water.
And by the way. Mm-hmm. Drank water out of the hose when you're... First of all, we didn't even drink water when we were kids. There was a water fountain.
Yep. You drink out of the hose,
and there was a hose.
I drink out of the hose.
Yeah.
100%.
I've gotten all weird now. I mean, I need to have things in glass. Wait, what?
I've always
been that way.
When you went to practice...
I think I was a weird kid.
To practice?
No.
There was a water fountain.
there was a bubbler.
You always drank out of the
like
water fountain.
Jody calls it a bubbler.
Where is that
the water fountain.
It's a water fountain.
It's a bubbler. I didn't know what a bubbler was.
That's new.
I've never heard of that.
Think about it. The water bubbles. It bubbles up.
But who called it that? What?
Everyone in Rode Island.
Oh, okay. So it's a Rode Island. That makes sense. Okay.
It's
a water fountain.
So, but you don't see... Would you use one today? You would. Jill would. You're totally earthy. You don't care.
She's earthy.
I don't want to put my mouth near the thing where
Here's
everybody...
What I do.
Think about how many people get their
I'm
mouth
bougie.
There.
I let it run for a long time.
Really? Where do they even have these?
In my gym.
Yeah,
and they
still have them.
Like a dispenser you could fill your water bottle.
The airport has it now.
Yeah. Schools.
Where you can fill your water bottle up.
Some schools still have
them. But isn't
it
filtered?
Yeah, but I don't trust it. I don't know. No. I don't, honestly, we don't have any water bottle sponsors, right? I don't trust the plastic water bottles.
Let me just say that.
I don't want to upset any big companies right now, but I don't drink out of plastic.
PFAS.
Yeah, I don't know what's
chemicals.
In that.
Well, you're drinking out of it
I
now.
I don't buy it. Well, I am now because I had to make a decision. I need to stay hydrated. I got yoga today. I got to get to New York.
What are you
going to
do tomorrow?
I got a show tonight. I don't know.
You going to plan ahead?
I'm
going to
plan ahead. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to bring an even bigger cup than the one you have. That's what I'm going to do. It'll be filled with ice and nice cold water.
The battle of the cups.
He says that now, and then when he gets to work tomorrow, he'll be like, oh, man, I forgot the bottle.
You know I'm going to forget.
Of course.
I was bringing in tea for a while, and I kept forgetting. Kathy bought tea. We hide it behind the monitor.
Well, don't say it.
Look on YouTube. There are 19 monitors here.
When he says monitors, he means the large TV.
You actually pointed to the one, but that's okay.
Yeah, right. That one. You need a ladder.
It's one of them.
That's why people don't.
All right. Anyway, this I just wanted to. How did I start this conversation? Management.
Water.
Can we get some water? That's all.
That's
simple.
Really. That's what it was.
That's it. Let's bring back the water. Full circle. Thank you very much. By the way, while we're at it, faster internet, and I need the computers in the studio replaced
because honestly,
one thing at a time.
Yeah. We'll go water first. 9:45. Fast traffic instant weather next.
When severe weather strikes, New Jersey 101.5 is your trusted source, providing critical alerts you can count on. Powered by Earth Treasures Jewelers, Ultimate Collision, and Meyer and DePew.
All right. 9:54, New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spadia. Guys, out of time. Remember, we need to rename the Carrillo's Bridge Hubbard Bridge on behalf of all of the great patriots in this state and in this country. Have a great rest of the day. I'll see you tomorrow at 6.